The Public News Service Daily Newscast for October the 28th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. With the midterm election fast approaching, voters in rural America are focused on inflation at the gas pump and the grocery store. That's according to a new poll from the Daily Yonder.
The survey found that around three-quarters of rural voters in battleground states such as Nevada think the economy isn't working for them and don't think things will get better in the next generation, despite record-low unemployment. Celinda Lake directs the Democratic polling firm Lake Partners. She says she was shocked by the survey results.
I was stunned at these numbers. These numbers are really, really different than what we've seen in the past. Really different from what we're seeing in the rest of the country, as pessimistic as the rest of the country is.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The poll also found about 59% of rural respondents said they intend to vote for Republicans in the congressional races versus about a third who plan to vote for Democrats. This story produced with original reporting from Tim Marima and Sarah Malott for the Daily Yonder. And between 2020 and 2021, Native Americans and Alaska Natives saw a two-year decrease in their life expectancy.
The biggest drop among demographic groups, according to the CDC. One Arizona group is working to reverse the trend. COVID-19 took a big toll on this population, and a more recent CDC report says Native Americans are also more likely to be hospitalized if they get the flu. In Flagstaff, Shea Brown is a COVID-19 resource nurse with Native Americans for Community Action, or NACA. She says she isn't surprised by the findings.
A lot of these families are living in multi-generational housing, and many of them do not have running water, don't have electricity. It's like compounding effects that cause a lot of these infection rates to rise.
While NACA provides medical attention to limit the spread of disease, the group says this issue goes beyond access to healthcare for the more than 311,000 Arizonans who are Native American. Poverty and lack of basic services on reservations are also factors. In northern Arizona, NACA is in close proximity to several tribal nations, but the Navajo Reservation is one of the largest in terms of size and population. The CDC says about 41% of Native American and Alaskan Native adults are immunized. Public health officials say if healthcare providers work to build trust in the communities they serve, it will be easier to teach disease prevention strategies and fight misinformation. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Now from CNBC, CEO Elon Musk is now in charge of Twitter. They report both the Twitter CEO and financial chief have left the company's San Francisco headquarters and will not be returning. This is PNS. Overdose deaths in Ohio are on track to fall below the record pace of last year, but the crisis is far from over.
The group Harm Reduction Ohio estimates overdose deaths for 2022 will drop below 5,000 for the first time since 2019. However, after falling at the beginning of the year, rates appear to have increased since May. As a registered nurse at The Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center, Rick Lucas has a firsthand view of the opioid epidemic. Lucas says he carries naloxone at all times to respond when patients, and sometimes hospital visitors, overdose.
The stress that everybody is under through the pandemic has only really made things tougher. Children losing parents, parents losing children, families split apart because of addiction. This is very much something that needs to continue to be front and center and addressed.
The epidemic is a top issue in the U.S. Senate race between Democrat Tim Ryan and Republican J.D. Vance, who wrote a memoir detailing family addiction. Vance has faced criticism of his nonprofit, which he said fights opioid abuse. Media reports have questioned the organization's spending on a political advisor and opinion polling. While financial disclosures indicate the nonprofit is now shuttered, Vance's campaign says it's on a temporary hold due to the Senate race.
Open enrollment season for health insurance upon us. Folks in Utah who want to get the right kinds of coverage have a lot to consider.
Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says it's important to spend some time doing research when deciding on a coverage.
You want to make sure you set aside some dedicated time to really understand and compare those benefits. You don't want this to be a decision you're making with not a lot of time, or make you worse to forget it's time to make a decision and then be locked into your current coverage.
Subsidy savings for people with income less than 400% of the federal poverty level will once again be in effect. They've been extended through 2025 as part of the Inflation Reduction Act that caps the monthly premium for those families at no more than 8.5% of household income. Mark Richardson reporting.
Finally, Danielle Smith lets us know the Tennessee Department of Health has received a $5 million grant to fund community and clinical programs that will help more people in the state have healthy, successful pregnancies.
Dr. Toby Adeyeye Amosun in the Division of Family Health and Wellness says the grant will fund initiatives for the next 5 years to help improve maternal health, pregnancy, and birth.
To continue to expand membership in our maternal health task force to help us create that strategic plan, improving our data collection and analysis, creating materials to educate families. So we're going to be using people who have lived experience to create some of those materials about the early warning signs of pregnancy emergencies.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.